Hello, and welcome to another episode of TMT Insurance Talks. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we have a topic that's at the intersection of health and finance, two things we all care deeply about. We're going to explore 5 ways to stay healthy and save money on insurance. Now, who doesn't want to live a healthier life while also keeping some extra cash in their pocket? We'll delve into actionable tips, industry insights, and maybe even challenge some conventional wisdom along the way. So grab a notepad or just sit back and listen. This is an episode you won't want to miss. This comprehensive guide outlines 5 crucial lifestyle choices that can help you stay healthy and save money on insurance premiums. From getting moving with regular exercise to eating whole foods for nutrient-dense nourishment, these actionable steps offer holistic benefits. Discover why quitting smoking is a game-changer for both your health and your wallet, and learn how prioritizing sleep can be your secret weapon for mental and physical well-being. Finally, don't underestimate the power of hydration. Staying hydrated is simpler than you think and pays off in both health and financial savings. Adopt these 5 pillars into your daily routine and reap the rewards of a healthier lifestyle and more favorable insurance rates. 1. Get moving, the ultimate strategy to stay healthy and lower your insurance costs. In a world that increasingly promotes sedentary lifestyles, the importance of physical activity can't be overstated. If you want to stay healthy and save money, especially on insurance premiums, the golden rule is simple: get moving. This isn't just a fitness mantra, it's a comprehensive strategy for a prosperous life. Let's delve into why making the conscious decision to stay healthy through regular exercise is your best bet for both physical well-being and financial savings. The compelling health benefits of physical activity. When we talk about exercise, we're not just discussing a way to shed excess weight. Physical activity is a holistic approach to health. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, as little as 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity a week can result in significant health improvements. These aren't just superficial benefits, they're life-altering changes. Regular exercise can drastically improve cardiovascular health, reduce the risk of chronic illnesses, and even elevate mental well-being by alleviating symptoms of depression and anxiety. The direct link between exercise and lower insurance premiums. Insurance companies are increasingly recognizing the undeniable link between a healthy lifestyle and reduced health risks. Consequently, many insurers offer various incentives to those who make an effort to stay healthy and get moving. Whether it's a discounted premium, cash rewards, or a complimentary gym membership, the financial incentives are designed to reward your commitment to a healthier life. How much do you need to exercise? The good news is you don't have to become an elite athlete to enjoy the benefits of physical activity. The aim is to find a sustainable routine that encourages you to get moving regularly. Simple activities like brisk walking, cycling, or dancing can all contribute to your weekly exercise quota and help you stay healthy in the long run. Exercise's multifaceted impact on different types of insurance. 1. Health insurance. A consistent exercise routine can lead to tangible health metrics, like a healthy BMI, lower cholesterol, and regulated blood pressure, that insurers value when determining your premiums. 2. Life insurance. Proving to insurers that you stay healthy and active can result in more affordable life insurance premiums. 3. Auto insurance. Some companies believe that individuals who stay healthy and exercise regularly are more alert and therefore safer drivers, which could translate into discounts on your auto insurance. Crafting your customized exercise routine. Taking the first step towards regular physical activity can be daunting, but it's essential for your long-term well-being. Start small to make the transition easier. Incorporate mini workouts into your daily routine, take short walking breaks, or engage in weekend outdoor activities. The objective is to get moving in an enjoyable and sustainable way. 2. Eat whole foods. In the labyrinth of dietary advice and endless food options, one principle remains consistently clear: eating whole foods is a cornerstone for those who aim to stay healthy. But there's an often overlooked incentive for making this health-conscious choice: lower insurance premiums. Yes, your commitment to a diet rich in whole foods can not only improve your well-being but also result in tangible financial benefits. Let's explore how embracing whole foods can help you stay healthy and secure more favorable insurance rates. The unbeatable health benefits of whole foods. Whole foods, such as fruits, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains, offer a plethora of health benefits. These foods are nutrient-dense, meaning they provide a significant amount of vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients your body needs, with relatively few calories. They're the ultimate tools for preventive healthcare. Consistently consuming whole foods can reduce the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Moreover, they can enhance your mental health, offering a natural way to combat symptoms of depression and anxiety. How whole foods affect insurance premiums. Insurance companies have an interest in your long-term health. The healthier you are, the less likely you'll make expensive medical claims. This is why many insurance plans now offer incentives for healthy eating habits. Some insurers even partner with nutritional services to provide discounted or free diet consultations and meal plans. The underlying message is clear: insurance providers are willing to reward your efforts to stay healthy through a balanced diet. Whole foods versus processed foods, the financial implications. Processed foods, laden with added sugars, artificial preservatives, and unhealthy fats, can wreak havoc on your health over time. They increase your risk of developing conditions like obesity, hypertension, and high cholesterol, factors that can cause your insurance premiums to spike. On the other hand, a diet centered around whole foods can serve as a financial asset, gradually leading to lower insurance premiums as your health metrics improve. Practical tips for a whole foods-based diet. Embracing a whole foods diet doesn't mean you have to give up all your favorite foods or spend hours preparing complex meals. Here are some practical tips. 1. Start with simple swaps. Replace white rice with brown rice, or opt for whole grain bread over white bread. 2. Plan your meals. Take time each week to plan out a menu filled with whole foods. This not only helps you stay healthy but also saves you money by reducing impulse purchases. 3. Read labels carefully. Always check the ingredients list and nutritional information. The fewer the ingredients, the better. 3. Quit smoking. The decision to quit smoking is arguably one of the most impactful choices you can make to stay healthy and extend your lifespan. But beyond the numerous health benefits, kicking this habit can also lead to a more immediate, tangible advantage: significant savings on insurance premiums. Let's delve into the compelling reasons why quitting smoking is an essential strategy for anyone aiming to stay healthy and minimize insurance costs. The devastating health consequences of smoking. Smoking is the leading cause of preventable death worldwide and has a disastrous impact on nearly every organ in your body. It significantly increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, and a plethora of cancers. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, smokers are more likely to develop chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, among other respiratory ailments. Smoking is a direct antithesis to any effort to stay healthy, and its long-term effects are often irreversible. How quitting smoking translates to lower insurance costs. When you smoke, you're not just burning tobacco, you're also burning a hole in your wallet. Insurance providers categorize smokers as high-risk individuals, leading to elevated premiums across multiple types of insurance, including health, life, and even home insurance. The financial implications can be staggering. By quitting smoking, you dramatically reduce your risk profile, a change that insurance companies are keen to reward. Many insurance providers offer tiered programs that progressively lower your premiums the longer you remain smoke-free. The economic impact of smoking on different types of insurance. 1. Health insurance. Smokers often pay premiums that are considerably higher than those for non-smokers. Quitting can lead to a reevaluation of your health risk and a subsequent drop in premiums. 2. Life insurance. Life insurance premiums for smokers can be twice as high as for non-smokers. Once you quit and manage to stay healthy for a designated period, usually at least 12 months, you're likely to be reclassified, leading to cheaper premiums. 3. Home insurance. Believe it or not, smoking can even affect your home insurance rates. The risk of accidental fires increases in households where smoking occurs, leading to higher premiums. Steps to successfully quit smoking. Quitting smoking is no small feat, but there are various resources and strategies to make the process more manageable. 1. Consult your doctor. Medical guidance can be invaluable in crafting a quit plan tailored to your needs. 2. Use approved aids. Over-the-counter nicotine replacement therapies can be effective in mitigating withdrawal symptoms. 3. Leverage support networks. Whether it's friends, family, or quit smoking groups, a support network can provide the emotional bolstering needed to stay on track. 4. Prioritize sleep. In our 24/7, always-on culture, sleep often takes a backseat to work, social commitments, and even late-night streaming binges. However, if you genuinely want to stay healthy, prioritizing sleep is non-negotiable. Beyond feeling rested and recharged, Quality sleep has a profound impact on your overall health, affecting everything from your mental well-being to your risk of chronic disease. And here's an added incentive: prioritizing sleep can also lead to more favorable insurance rates. Let's delve into why sleep should be at the forefront of your strategy to stay healthy and save on insurance. The health imperatives of quality sleep. Sleep is not a luxury, it's a medical necessity. During sleep, your body undergoes numerous restorative processes. These include repairing tissues, synthesizing proteins, and consolidating memories. The benefits are manifold: better cognitive function, improved mood, and a stronger immune system. Lack of sleep, on the other hand, can lead to a slew of health issues such as increased stress, high blood pressure, and even a greater risk of heart disease and diabetes. In short, good sleep is your ally in the quest to stay healthy. How sleep quality affects insurance rates. While it may not be immediately obvious, your sleep habits can significantly influence your insurance premiums. Insurers take into account lifestyle factors that contribute to your overall health and risk profile. Poor sleep habits elevate your risk for various health conditions that insurers deem as high-risk factors, subsequently leading to higher premiums. On the flip side, consistent quality sleep can eventually lead to a reassessment of your risk and a potential reduction in insurance costs. The financial benefits across various insurance types. 1. Health insurance. Sufficient sleep is directly linked to better health outcomes, making you a lower risk for insurers. By improving your sleep habits, you can positively impact your health metrics and potentially reduce your health insurance premiums. 2. Life insurance. Sleep quality can affect your lifespan. Insurers may look at sleep as part of a broader lifestyle assessment. If you prioritize sleep and stay healthy, you become a more attractive prospect for life insurance providers, potentially resulting in lower premiums. 3. Auto insurance. Believe it or not, some auto insurers consider lifestyle factors like sleep when determining premiums. The logic is simple: well-rested individuals are more alert and less likely to be involved in accidents. Practical tips to prioritize sleep. Making sleep a priority doesn't have to be a Herculean task. Here are some actionable steps. 1. Establish a sleep routine. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day to regulate your body's sleep cycle. 2. Create a sleep-friendly environment. Keep your bedroom dark, quiet, and cool to facilitate quality sleep. 3. Limit stimulants. Avoid caffeine and alcohol close to bedtime, as they can disrupt sleep quality. 5. Stay hydrated. When it comes to health and well-being, hydration is often overshadowed by diet and exercise. Yet, proper hydration is one of the most straightforward and effective ways to stay healthy. Beyond quenching your thirst, staying hydrated has numerous health benefits that can extend from improved physical performance to better mental clarity. Moreover, your hydration status can also play a role in your insurance premiums. Let's examine why maintaining proper hydration should be an integral part of your strategy to stay healthy and save on insurance. The multifaceted health benefits of staying hydrated. Water is essential for virtually every function within the body, from regulating body temperature to aiding digestion. But the benefits don't stop there. Proper hydration can improve your mood, boost your cognitive functions, and even reduce the risk of chronic diseases like urinary tract infections and kidney stones. Additionally, staying hydrated can aid in weight management, an essential aspect for those looking to stay healthy in the long term. The insurance angle: how hydration impacts your premiums. While it may sound surprising, your hydration status can actually play a role in your efforts to stay healthy and optimize your insurance premiums. Many insurance companies, including TMT Insurance, consider lifestyle factors as part of their risk assessment. Being properly hydrated can lead to improved health metrics such as better kidney function and lower blood pressure. These positive health indicators make you a more attractive prospect for insurers who are keen on rewarding efforts to stay healthy. Over time, consistently maintaining proper hydration levels can potentially result in a reevaluation of your risk profile, leading to a subsequent reduction in insurance costs. So, if you're looking to stay healthy and save on insurance, don't overlook the importance of hydration.